Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz do exactly what they're supposed to. They beat the Phoenix Suns handily tonight. Final score 114-97. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 600 South and 20th East. June pies come every Friday, so make sure you get those for the weekend. Also over at the store is Cottonwood Ace. Has all the great hardware stuff you might need for the summer, but it didn't feel like summer until like today, so never mind. All right, what's your thought on tonight?
I thought the script was written. I thought that this ball game went exactly the way the first ball game finished. Jazz taking over the ball game in the third quarter. They scored 36 in the final quarter here, 37 in the last quarter of the first ball game. The Jazz are probably a little more of a team now than the Phoenix Suns.
The two matchups we highlighted tonight were Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell. And then the other one we highlighted was DeAndre Ayton and Rudy Gobert. And boy, was that a mismatch. Rudy Gobert, 18 points, 20 rebounds, dominating the game throughout. And DeAndre Ayton, 1 of 9, 2 points. He just did not know what to do with the length of Rudy Gobert.
He really didn't. I mean, true enough, what was it? First pair picked in a draft, and you expect more out of a guy like that. I think he had 20 points in the first ball game. But tonight he just looked like he was just out there. Like he was a little intimidated and didn't want to challenge Rudy. Didn't pick up a point until the fourth quarter.
On a hook shot over Derek Favors,
not over Rudy Gobert.
The other one that was obvious tonight was the value of point guards from the Jazz. Ricky Rubio and Howell Neto combined to play 33 of the Jazz minutes tonight. Rubio was a plus 13. Neto was a plus 9. So in those, the Jazz were plus 22 in those minutes. In the 15 minutes they played without a point guard, they were minus 3.
David, we do not need any more injuries at the point guard position. We see how the Jazz struggle when those players are not on the floor. You're going to make a run in the playoffs. I mean, we want to try to get home court advantage and finish strong like they did last year. Those point guards need to be on the floor.
Gordon Monson asked me, why are the Jazz so inconsistent? I wasn't sure I believed that they were actually inconsistent in the question. One of my points was they've beat all the bad teams except for Orlando this year. They have not dropped a game against a really bad team this year. Memphis is not terrible. There's 14 good teams in the Western Conference, and there's 8 bad ones in the East. We're going to find out coming up whether the Jazz can keep that up when we go to Chicago and New York and some of those, but in Atlanta. But to me, they kind of execute what they're supposed to, and being healthy, I think, helped a great deal.
Yeah, it's always going to be great to have health, but there's key positions on the floor. Every team has a key position for the type of offense that they want to run or the type of defense that they want to run, and obviously, for the Jazz right now, it's that point guard position. And so we don't need any more injuries there, and we need Dante to get his confidence back to the point where before he got hurt. I thought he was starting to play well before that last injury.
The big one tonight, shot selection by the Utah Jazz was incredible. They took 38 shots at the rim tonight, 46% of their shots at the rim. That's 90th percentile of all games.
Well, you know what, I love guys that can score in the paint. I love guys that can get 8 to 10 feet away from the basket, and if you have a Rudy Gobert there, why challenge him? I always thought that was a high percentage shot. Sometimes your numbers say different, but you know that's me, and I know what I was like as a player. You let me get in there, and I thought that was a high percentage shot.
Big difference between getting to the rim and getting stopped 6 feet out, and that's what Rudy did to Devin Booker for much of the night.
Yeah, absolutely, and it really makes a difference, and you just see the impact that he makes. And I know our statistician made that point that. He didn't realize the impact that Rudy makes without being a scorer, a guy that could play with his back to the basket. You know, he just, that's Rudy Gobert.
I was told I only had 5 minutes to do this show, Ron, and we're at 4 minutes and 31 seconds. And I was doubted that I could actually shut up after 5 minutes. So I have no more questions for you, Ron.
Let's go.
Jazz win it against the Phoenix Suns. It is a 4 minute and 43 second postcast tonight. Have a good one.